I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room day after day. Bring it home, baby, make it soon. I'll give my love to you.
It's really different when you record and you're driving in the car later in the year, because normally when you record, there's no one around. Well, at least even the people driving can't see you recording, but now it's so bright that blah blah blah. Sorry, there's some psychopath driving his truck. Anyway, people could see you talking into a iPhone turned upside down with a little windscreen on it. What is he talking about? Who is he? Is he a reporter? No. From the Hip Podcast, thanks for listening. It's Tuesday, May 9th, as we drive to work for 8 o'clock. Driving down a part of the expressway, as we call it. It's been having construction. Don't realize how long it takes for them to, like, build lanes and fix a bridge. It's been happening, it seems like, a year now. How have you been? Really? Gotta be kidding me. I hate when that happens. I'm going to be getting an MRI on my shoulder in the next couple of days. I have to go for 3:30 in the morning. See, we have free health care, and what that means is that there's usually wait times. Some people could wait 2 months to go get an MRI. Or you say, I want to get on the waiting list and I want to get an MRI as soon as possible. So they actually go for 24 hours at a time. So that machine every half hour is being used. Last year, my son threw a ball, just a rubber ball, across the room at my mom's, and I reached up really quickly to grab it. It was just whizzing past my head. And when I did so, something in my shoulder did not like that sudden movement, and I've been suffering ever since. Although I must say it is getting better, but I'm unable to easily raise my hand above my head. I'm unable to reach for things, you know, when you stretch down. Putting on my jacket's a little bit painful. So I got some elastic bands and starting to do stretches there. So that's helped, but I'm still probably at around 60% movement, and there's pain. So we're going to get that looked at. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I have this adult acquired thing called claustrophobia to some degree. I feel it when I go into planes, just for usually a few moments. If you've ever had something you're really anxious about, like not just nervous, but physically anxious about, there's a, it's almost like a very uneasy electrical impulse and heat that goes through your system. It's a panic. And I've caught myself almost every time I've ridden a plane in the last 12 years or so, maybe a little bit more, there's a brief instant where that comes over me every time, just for literally 15 seconds till I calm myself down. And those 15 seconds feel so bad. I mentioned it before on the podcast where I feel like I just have to stand up. Especially when I get pushed against the side of the plane. Well, not pushed. But if I'm sitting on the window seat and the plane is a smaller plane. Yeah, crazy things go through your mind. It's like a negative loop. You think about something and then it gets multiplied. it's almost like an eruption, but of nervousness, of fear, of panic. It only lasts 15 seconds for me or so, which is good. So what does this have to do with anything? Well, I'm going into an MRI machine. They're going to stick me in the MRI machine head first. Have you ever been into an MRI machine? MRI machine is like a long tunnel. So this, since they're going to be doing my shoulder, they're going to stick me in head first, which means this MRI machine, I guess, casing is going to be literally a couple inches away, maybe even closer to my nose, and it's going to be a claustrophobic situation. At least that's what it's, you know, initially that's what I'm thinking. But I have been working on fighting that. Not fighting that, just realizing that all of my feelings that I have are false. It's not true. I'm not going to get crunched or whatever I'm thinking. So I've been dealing with that, and I've been meditating and kind of just, I don't know how to say it, but accepting the fact that I'm going to be okay. And meditation really helps. I'm going to use what I've been learning in meditation about the breathing, the feeling of space, the feeling of comfort, and control. I'm excited to conquer that. I think it's going to be a big step. So initially, I talked to the doc about this, and he gave me this Ativan. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It helps people get to sleep. Yes, it's like a drug. It is a drug. It's probably people overuse it, people that have insomnia. I'm not going to overuse it. I'm not even going to use it. He gave me four of them to deal with this. I told him, and he gave me those, and I am not going to use them. There's another reason why I'm not using them, because I have to show up. I got to be at the hospital 3:30 in the morning, well, 3 in the morning, and otherwise I'd have to get someone to drive me there and then drive me back, which is a big inconvenience. So I'm not going to do that for that person. I'm not going to put them out. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to be calm. I could take 20 minutes shoved into that thing, and I'll be able to look down, see through, see a lot of space, breathe, relax. I'm going to be totally fine. Everybody on Earth who has gone through that has succeeded, survived. That means I could do this too. And I'm going to be totally fine. Thank you very much. No. Your support, your thoughts would be greatly appreciated. Even into the abyss, the podcasting abyss. Even throw your thought out into the world, and it'll eventually reach me. Yes. So the what I've been using to meditate is the program called... Oh, boy. Of course, I can't remember it. I cannot remember this. Headspace. It's an app on the phone. Really cool. It's a paid app. Now, I haven't said this before, but because I have been using it so much and I had so many streaks, they gave me a code to share with anyone for a free month of Headspace. Now, I have very close listenership, or very not a wide listenership. Chances are no one is going to respond to me, but if you do have an interest to try that out, I have one free month of Headspace I could give to anyone who responds to this. Again, reach out on Twitter, ALBERTHATHAZI on Twitter. You could find me, and I will hook you up with that code through a private direct message. It's coffee time. It's time for us to be meditation friends. And there's a guy riding an electric bicycle, which is the weirdest thing ever. You just negated every bit of exercise benefit on that bike. Thanks for listening from that podcast. Let's order a coffee. I'd like to have a medium coffee with cream, please.